Wednesday morning, the 20th of May, 2026. I'm coming to you with a stack of paper 1.5 inches thick because yesterday was Google I/O, and the news flood that follows it never quite fits inside a single news cycle. The flavor of today's reading is heavily commercial and platform-shaped. 3 of the 4 pieces are about who is buying whom, who has joined whom, and which model the rest of us are going to be working against by Friday. Let me walk you through them. First up is Google I/O 2026 itself, and the 3 releases that anchored the keynote. Google rolled out Gemini 3.5 Flash, Gemini Omni, and Gemini Spark on the same day, and the trio is worth treating as a single piece because the strategy behind them only makes sense when you see them together. Gemini 3.5 Flash skipped the preview stage entirely and went to general availability with a noticeable price increase over Gemini 2.5 Flash. Google's framing is that 3.5 Flash is now the default workhorse for everything agentic at Google's scale. Sharply better tool calling and the same checkpoint can serve both reasoning and non-reasoning workloads, which is a meaningful operational simplification for anyone running the model at volume. Artificial analysis ran their independent evaluation same day. 3.5 Flash sits at 55.3 on the intelligence index, which is the new leader on the intelligence versus speed curve, with 278 output tokens per second. Simon Willison flagged that despite the price bump, it is still cheap relative to GPT 5.4 and Claude Sonnet 4.6, and the long context score of 69% matches GPT 5.4 Mini at a fraction of the cost. Gemini Omni is the headline multimodal release, an any-to-video model that takes images, text, and audio as input and produces video with synchronized audio. The internal name during the run-up was Nano Banana for video, and the demo showed text-prompted music videos, image-conditioned cinematics, and reference-driven scene edits, all returned with on-model audio rather than the dub-on-top pipeline the prior Veo line used. Boom! The competitive frame here is not Sora 2 or Runway Gen 4 directly, it is the bundle. A single model behind search, the consumer app, the editing workspace, and the developer API, all running at flash prices. Gemini Spark is the third piece, a persistent agent that lives across Gmail, Calendar, Drive, Workspace, and Android, surfaces proactive work, and runs background tool calls 24 hours a day with user-set guardrails. The differentiator over ChatGPT Memory Plus Agent Mode and Claude's computer use is the Gmail and Calendar context that Google can hand it natively. Underneath it all, the AI search surface is being expanded into a full agentic mode where the assistant can act inside results pages, place calls, and execute multi-step purchases without bouncing the user back to a search results page. The information's read is that Google is finally willing to cannibalize its own search ad revenue to defend the funnel. Moving on to our second story, Andre Karpathy is joining Anthropic. TechCrunch and The Information broke the story independently yesterday afternoon, and Anthropic confirmed via an internal note that surfaced same day. Karpathy is the OpenAI co-founder, the former director of artificial intelligence at Tesla, and arguably the most widely followed machine learning educator on the open internet. He spent the past 2 years running Eureka Labs, his AI-native education startup, and kept publishing the From Scratch Transformer tutorials that became one of the most watched curricula online. Anthropic's framing is that he is joining a pre-training group that has roughly doubled in headcount since Claude Opus 4 shipped, and that his focus will be the next generation training stack. Data composition, curriculum, and the early pre-training synthetic data pipeline, rather than post-training or reinforcement learning from human feedback. Karpathy's move matters at 3 levels. First, it is a public signal in the talent race that has been visibly tilting toward Anthropic over the past 18 months. The Stainless acquisition the same week, the recent departures of 3 OpenAI alignment, leads to Anthropic and Apollo all read as a single trend. The information's piece notes that Karpathy turned down a competing offer from Google DeepMind and held informal conversations with Mira Murati's Thinking Machines Lab before landing at Anthropic. The deciding factor, reportedly, was the freedom to publish openly on training methodology, something Anthropic now offers more readily than the major labs that compete in product. Second, Carpathy's prior public writing has been clearly skeptical of the next token prediction-only pre-training paradigm. He has argued repeatedly that the data wall and the synthetic data regime are the real frontier, which suggests Anthropic is making a deliberate bet on someone with strong opinions about the post-data wall training problem. Third, the educational halo matters. A generation of practitioners learned transformers from his NanoGPT walkthroughs, and his presence at Anthropic will plausibly compound recruiting from the same talent pool that previously defaulted to OpenAI. Third up is the other major Anthropic move of the week. Anthropic acquired Stainless, the company that generates every official Anthropic client library and a growing share of the model context protocol server tooling that the agent ecosystem now runs on. Stainless takes OpenAPI specifications and turns them into idiomatic SDKs across TypeScript, Python, Go, Java, and a dozen other languages. The acquisition price was not disclosed. Alex Rattray, the founder and chief executive of Stainless, and the full team are joining Anthropic and Stainless's existing third-party customers, which include OpenAI, Cloudflare, Lithic, and dozens of other API-first companies, continue to be supported. The strategic logic is straightforward once you trace it. Anthropic created the Model Context Protocol specifically to make Claude the default target for agent integrations, and the bottleneck to agent reach is the long tail of API surfaces. Every SaaS tool, every internal service, every database that needs a clean SDK or MCP server before Claude can use it. By bringing Stainless in-house, Anthropic gains both the team that already builds those SDKs at scale and the relationships with the SaaS companies whose APIs they wrap. Caitlin Less, head of platform engineering at Anthropic, framed it as extending what agents can reach. Combined with the same week KPMG enterprise deal and the earlier Cowork and Claude Code rollouts, the picture is of Anthropic systematically buying the platform layer beneath Claude rather than just selling model access, a clearer platform play than OpenAI's stack has shown over the past year. And for our fourth and final story today, Anthropic and KPMG announced a global alliance yesterday that puts Claude in front of every one of KPMG's 276,000 employees worldwide and embeds it inside KPMG's Digital Gateway client work platform. Digital Gateway is the Azure-based environment where KPMG tax, audit, legal, and advisory professionals run client work. Proprietary tools, client data, and KPMG's own AI workflows all sit there. Claude Cowork and Anthropic's managed agents now run natively inside it, which means KPMG professionals can spin up client-specific AI agents in minutes instead of the weeks the prior tool-switching workflow required. Rema Sarafi, KPMG US's vice chair for tax, gave the canonical example. Building an AI agent to help clients adjust to changing tax regulations used to take weeks of work across multiple tools and chat windows. With the new integration, the same agent comes up in minutes. Two more pieces of the alliance matter. First, KPMG becomes Anthropic's preferred private equity consultant, which means PE firms looking to deploy Claude into their portfolio companies route through KPMG's consulting team and through KPMG Blaze, a new offering that embeds Claude Code to modernize aging IT systems inside those portfolio companies. Second, the alliance includes a cybersecurity workstream where joint KPMG and Anthropic teams use Claude to find and fix vulnerabilities in critical client systems, governed by KPMG's existing trusted AI framework. The deal is one of the largest enterprise rollouts of a frontier model to date by employee count, and it follows directly on the recent PwC deal and the new Anthropic Enterprise venture with Blackstone, Hellman and Friedman, and Goldman Sachs, a pattern of Anthropic anchoring Claude in the consulting and private equity channels that move enterprise procurement. So that's the day. If there's a single thread running through these four pieces, it is that the frontier is no longer defined by which model holds the top of the intelligence index. It is defined by who has the distribution, the platform layer, and the people. Google used I/O to claim distribution. The Gemini app, Search, Android, all running on the same flash-priced model. Anthropic spent the same week hiring Carpathy, buying Stainless, and signing every one of KPMG's 276,000 consultants onto Claude. The dimension worth tracking from here is not benchmark deltas, it's how each lab uses the next year to turn capability into channel. The full digest has a couple hundred more items if you want to dig in, including the Pentagon's $500 million counter-drone award to perennial autonomy, Alibaba's new training chip, and a heavy pile of new archive papers on agent skills and verifiable rewards. I'll be back tomorrow with what Thursday brings. Until then, keep reading papers, keep an eye on the platform layer, and I'll talk to you in the morning.